CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you from G4NJH. This is the MP3 version. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 17th of November 2013. Here are the main news headlines. Satellite comms aid Philippines rescuers, RN3FI, and KF5KDP back from ISS, and book now for final centenary event. The International Telecommunication Unit announced this week that it has deployed satellite communication equipment to the Philippines to help re-establish communications vital for search and rescue in areas severely affected by Typhoon Haiyan. Amateur radio volunteers throughout the Philippine archipelago have been a primary communication link since the storm struck on the 8th of November, and their efforts continue. 7.095 MHz is being used for post-typhoon emergency relief, and amateurs worldwide are being asked to keep that frequency clear for the time being. A number of amateurs have asked if they can provide direct help for the relief effort. According to Ramon J. Aquilan, DU1UGZ of the Philippine Amateur Radio Association, financial donations, equipment and operators are all needed. Details on the PARA site, that's www.para.org.ph. The International Space Station Expedition 37 crew has returned safely to Earth, bringing with it the Olympic torch that flew to the ISS with the Explanation 38 crew. Amongst those returning with the torch were RN3FI and KF5KDP. The torch will be used to light the Olympic flame when the Winter Olympics open in Sochi, Russia. You can book your free place at the final national RSGB centenary event on the RSGB website. A meeting will be held at Imperial College London in the Huxley Building between 6:30 and 9 p.m. on the 5th of December. The meeting is open to all and attendance is free, including refreshments. The meeting will comprise two lectures on amateur radio technology. The Huxley Building is very close to several well-known London museums and could make a very good day out. Amateur radio was featured on the front page of the BBC News website this week. Video journalist Neil Meads joined Chorley and District Amateur Radio Society for Castles and Stately Homes on the air at Astley Hall, Lancashire. The report paints amateur radio in a very positive light and even mentions RayNet and how amateurs are contributing to the international relief effort in the Philippines. Steve Hartley, F0FUW, and Martin Wheeler, G5FM, have produced a new online resource, the Training and Assessment Guide, which can be found on the RSGB site. The guide describes the procedures that are to be followed for the provision of training and assessment as part of the RCF/RSGB scheme for people to become eligible for a UK amateur radio licence. Graham Sherville, G3VZV, was interviewed about the FunCube 1 Cube satellite on BBC Three Counties Radio this week. FunCube is an educational spacecraft project with the goal of enthusing and educating young people about radio, space, physics and electronics. The launch is planned for the 21st of November at 0710 UTC. GM100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today by Cockenzie and Port Seton ARC, running SSB on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. Monday to Wednesday sees Lothian's RS operating SSB, CW and Data on 10 to 160 metre bands, and on Thursday and Friday Livingston and District ARS take over on 20 to 80 metres as well as 2 metres using SSB, CW and FM. Next weekend Wigginstown Amateur Radio Club will be running HF, VHF and UHF using SSB, CW and Data. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. The First Class CW Operators Club awarded the Al Slater G3 FXB Memorial Award to Bob Whelan, G3 PJT, the President of the RSGB. The award is presented annually to an individual, group or society that has made an outstanding contribution to amateur radio. In particular, the recipient will have shown exemplary and considerate operating standards, together with a high level of encouragement, friendship and support to other radio amateurs. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available. As well as the latest 5 Megs news, there's also features on a variety of 5 MHz topics, and it's downloadable free from tinyurl.com/OUAALV6. The K9W Wake Atoll commemorative of the expedition has been approved for DXCC credit. If a request for DXCC credit for this operation has been rejected in a prior application, contact ARRL Awards Manager Bill Moore, NC1L, to be placed on the list for an update to your record. Up-and-coming rallies and events. Mayo Radio Rally takes place today, 17th of November, at the Welcome Inn in Castlebar, County Mayo. Doors open at 11 a.m, admission €5. There'll be a trade stand and bring and buy. Fareham Radio Club is holding a grand junk sale on the 20th of November at Fareham Sailing and Motorboat Club, Lower Quay, PO160RA. Auctioning starts 8 p.m. and all items start at only 10 pence. Radio Society of Harrow is holding a surplus equipment sale at the RAFA Windsock Club on the 22nd of November at 8 p.m. More from Linda, G7RJL, 0208386. The CATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar will be held on the first Coolsden Scout HQ, rear of the Council Car Park, Lion Green Road, Coolsden, Surrey, on the 24th of November. Doors open 10 a.m, admission £1. There'll be a bring and buy sale plus catering facilities. Details by email from Glenn, G4FVL, chairman at catsradio.org. On the 24th of November, the Plymouth Radio Club Rally will be held in Harwood House, the Ridgeway, Plimpton, Plymouth, PL72AS. Doors open 10 a.m. to £2 to get in. There'll be trade stands and refreshments. Details by email to pippa117@hotmail.co.uk. And if you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of the news and in Radcom, please mail gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. News of Special Events. Phoenix Radio Group and Mansfield and District ARS are putting GB2OIL on the air on the 24th of November, commemorating the opening of the first commercial deep well oil field in the UK at Dukeswood Eakring in Nottinghamshire in 1943. Operation is planned for 7.165 megs throughout the event and 14.265 or 18.165 if conditions permit. From the 18th to the 20th of November, Lothian's Radio Society will be operating GM100 RSGB from a location near Armadale in West Lothian. Operation will be on the HF bands with a QRO station and a three-element beam at 20 metres. Operations will be based upon propagation and operator availability. Contact Alan Masson, GM3PSP, 0131623 4580. Now DX News. The Swaziland 3DA0ET, the expedition is scheduled to run from the 18th to 27th of November. Multinational team of 12 operators will run 4 stations covering all the HF bands and possibly 6 metres on CW, SSB and RTTY, with a dedicated RTTY-only station with 2 British operators, Chris G8OPB and John GW4SKA, will be looking for the UK particularly. Armin DK9PY is operating as FR stroke call sign from Réunion Island, AF016, until the 22nd of November. It's holiday-style operation using CW 10 to 40 metre bands, QSL via home call. Permission has just been granted by India's Ministry of Telecommunications for a 9-member team to activate the Lakshadweep Islands between the 20th of November and the 10th of December. The group plans to operate from Agati Island, AS011, using the call sign VU7AG, with 3 high-power stations running CW, SSB and RTTY. Nick G3RWF will spend about 10 days in Rwanda as 9X0NH from the 19th of November. He'll be joined by Alan, G3XAQ, who will sign 9X0XA. They intend to take part in the CQ Worldwide CW contest, QSLs for 5X1NH and 9X0NH go to G3RWF. QSLs for 9X0XA go to G3SWH. Eric F6ICX plans to activate Sainte-Marie AFO90 until the 15th of December as 5R8IC. Operation will be Holodestein mainly CW, some SSB, RITI and PSK, QSLVAR Logbook of the World and F6ICX Directorial Bureau. Dimitri UT5UGR pays a visit to Martinique NA107 from the 18th to the 26th of November, planning to operate FM/KL7WA and as TO7A during the CQ Worldwide Contest, QSL UT5UGR via the Bureau. Contest news: the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place 20:00 to 22:30 on the 19th of November using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. CQ Worldwide DXCW contest takes place for the full 48 hours for the weekend of the 23rd and 24th and invariably keeps the CW portions of the HF bands very busy. In this contest there are always a number of de-expeditions to rarely activated countries, so even if you're not making a serious entry to the contest, it's a good idea to be active if you're working towards the DXCC. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. Now the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 8th to Thursday the 14th of November, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. The number of sunspot groups increased from 4 to 9 visible groups by the end of the period. Several were produced large solar flares. I think just produced. Solar activity continued to reach high levels again this week. Two X-class solar flares took place, one on the 8th, the other on the 10th. The number of M-class solar flares was down on the previous week, along with the number of C-class solar flares. Solar flux levels increased from 146 units on the 8th to 176 by the 14th. The average was 161 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 14th was 124 units, 4 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B6 units to C1 by the 14th, and the average was B8.8 units. A coronal hole disturbance arrived on the 9th and lasted till the 11th with an AP index of 22 units on the 9th and 18th. And 18 on the 13th, I'm sorry, and 18 on the 11th. The remaining days were quiet and the average was AP9 units. Solar wind speed data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 370 km per second on the 8th to 660 on the 9th. Speeds then gradually declined to 340 km per second by the end of the period. Particle densities were low every day. BZ varied between minus 12 and plus 9 nanoteslas during the disturbance and between minus and plus 3 on the quietest days. The HF bands remained in good shape though the effects of decreasing day length in the northern hemisphere are becoming now more evident. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week at solar activity is expected to continue at moderate levels most days. There's also a small chance that activity could increase occasionally to high. Solar flux levels, though, are expected to decline slightly and be around the 130 unit by next weekend. Geomagnetic activity could be unsettled today, but the remainder of the week should be quiet, provided no coronal mass ejections head our way. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be above 30 megs, with the darkness hour lows expected to be around 9 megs. Paths this week to Australia should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 33 megs. Better, or actually best, meaning 90% success, will be more like 27 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 0700 and 1200, with a peak around 0900 UTC. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. Now time for the UK Midlands news. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Whittle Radio Club has its ClubNet on 145.225 meg state PM today and next Sunday. Monday the advanced course continues at 8 PM. Tuesday sees a regular Morse class at 7:45 and a talk the new 472 kHz band on, that should be, the 472 kHz band by Dave G3YXM from 8:30 PM. The regular Shack Social is 7:30 on Friday, details from Chris G0EYO, 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has a club net on Monday, 145.375 megs. Skittles night on Friday. Contact John G8SEQ 07958 777363. Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is having a lunch at Crosshands Brockworth on Tuesday. Thursday sees a bring and show something new evening. Contact Derek Tom G3NKS 01242241099. Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the SHF 23 SEMS UKAC night on Tuesday. The advanced training course continues on Wednesday. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, email m0zcr@live.co.uk. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee morning from 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Training classes with Dave Murphy Thursday and Friday sees work in the shack. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595696359. Now we return to the traditional listing. On Monday, Aldridge and Bob Beacon Amateur Radio Club is discussing the programme for 2014. Contact Albert, G0KFS, 01922614169. Also Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is operating in the shack and workshop. Details from Anne, 21GKY, 01242699595, daytime. Monday, Leicester Radio Society is holding its construction contest and having a novel antenna presentation. Details from Alex, G8FCQ, 07531201640. Also Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society holds an open net on 145.250 megs, or the next clear frequency from 7:30 p.m. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Still on Monday, busy day. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having a talk on satellite working by Andy. More information, Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, 01858-432-105. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is having an illustrated talk on Hawaii by Martin, G3SZJ. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. On Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club has a talk on pulse power by Peter Senior. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509504319. Still on Tuesday, Rugby ATS is taking part in the 1296 MHz UK Activity Contest. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788578940. On Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is making plans for the Christmas social, plus holding training classes. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808078003. Also Wednesday, Telford and District Radio Society is watching the Hamfest video recording. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952-299677. Thursday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is holding a group meeting. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906-905071. Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having an HF night. Contact Chris, M0BQE, 01905-776-869. And Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is having a beginner's guide to HF propagation. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI, treasurer@hrrarc.com. And Saturday, Rugby ATS is watching a video about vintage electronics and valves by Mike, G8CTJ. Details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788-578-940. And that's it for another week.